vegetables for your own use, maybe out in a little side lot in the yard or something. You say, well, we've got a little vegetable
garden.
Okay. And there's a vegetable that's grown in fields where they keep a lot of water on it down in Texas and Louisiana. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like it with gravy. Eat with gravy. People in China eat it a lot.
Onions?
They're little white grains. You throw it at people that
Rice.
Way.
Mm-hmm. Rice.
Okay. Could you give me some names for whiskey that's illegal, that people brew and they're not supposed to brew it?
Well, I tell you. I used to hear people call it moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And used to call it moonshine and
white lightning?
White lightning, that's it. Moonshine and white lightning.
Are there any stills or anything around here? Do people still do that around here?
I don't know, honey. I don't even know what to carry in the state store.
There, back when we were in high school, there was a place that some of the boys would go, where, you know, where they were underage and they couldn't get anything, and they'd get it in mason jars.
Oh my God.
And drink it.
Wow. No, that's what
I've only ever seen it once. The man that worked for my aunt had a jar of it.
Well, I've seen it. It looked just like water.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my God, does it stink. Ooh. And I was told that you make that stuff out of hog shorten, what you feed hogs on.
Hmm.
And they said it, you make it out of raisins. Raisins is what they're talking about. And cornmeal.
Hmm.
And syrup. That's any number of things they say you make that stuff out of. And I've heard people say, you know, when they got this stuff sitting making, that mice, rats, and all that kind of thing gets into it. You know,
mice.
It get into it and die and all that stuff in there. You know, I mean, let's be, I don't know how people could drink that stuff. And you know, it's never, okay, you just say now, this, I don't know what this made out even in the space stuff. But anything that you are is legal for you to sell, it's got to be sterilized or something. There's got to be something about it that it might not be good for you, but it has to be, I believe it has to be sanitary, it has to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
But they say when you make this stuff, that rats and different kind of things gets into it, and they die in it. Then when they steal and go to run this stuff, you see, it gets hot and they go to bar, they come right on through. When people are drinking that white lightning, they don't know what they're drinking, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And my father had two mules to die. Both of them died at the same time, the same morning. They got into somebody's beer or steel or something.
Huh.
And I guess they drank it for water. Those mules swallowed, so they almost bust and died. Huh. Sure did. So I always thought, you know, I wasn't very old, and I felt like if that would kill a mule, what would it do for a mule?
That's true. That's true. Say something's cooking in the kitchen and you could just notice the scent in another room. You say, oh, that just blank so good.
Oh, that just smells so good.
That's just got a marvelous blank to it.